106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. 4 o'clock this afternoon, between 4 and 5, we are going to play No Doubt Spiderwebs. And when you hear that, be caller 20 then. And you will get round-trip airfare for two, a two-night stay, and two tickets to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas, which is like no other venue you've ever seen. So that's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. People are dumb. Guy got stabbed in line for Pokemon cards. That's a Southern California special. For the Halloween season, you can spend the night in the Poltergeist House in Simi Valley. We have the 420 catch of the day. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for Justice at the Forum on Saturday. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No.
You don't have a soul.
This is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Last night was the 21 Pilots show, which was unbelievable. Tyler ran from backstage at the beginning of the show, stepped on his piano seat, stepped on his piano, and launched himself into the bellwether. And it was great fun with 21 Pilots from K-Rock. Thanks to everybody who came out.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Southern California edition.
Police in California say what started out as a Saturday morning wait in line for Pokemon cards turned into a violent attack last week.
I mean, I've been in countless brawls over Pokemon.
One that left a man hospitalized and two under arrest.
Okay, that seems like a little much.
The whole thing went down on July 5th outside a GameStop on Junipero Serra Boulevard in the town of Colma.
If you're getting in a fight bad enough to send somebody to the hospital outside a GameStop, you've made some bad decisions in your life.
According to prosecutors, 49-year-old Miguel Orianas Flores showed up early that morning and was first in line at the store for the release of a new Pokemon card set.
Oh, this is about cutting in line. Hold up.
But around 9:20 a.m., things got messy when several members of Flores's family, along with 27-year-old Isaiah Collis, reportedly joined Flores at the ferry front.
First of all, I think it's the very front, not the ferry front. Second of all, yeah, these are all my friends and family, and they're all with me.
The unidentified victim, who had been waiting fifth in line, confronted them about cutting.
Hey, man, that's cutting, man.
What began as an argument quickly escalated into a full-on fight. Prosecutors say Flores smashed a glass mason jar he was carrying over the victim's head.
A glass mason jar could do some damage.
Which apparently had cannabis inside.
That guy needs a whole glass mason jar of weed just to stand and light outside a GameStop?
Then Callis allegedly grabbed broken shards of the glass and stabbed the victim multiple times.
All right, now it's a full-on prison riot outside GameStop.
The brawl spilled out into the street outside the GameStop, and footage later shared by local media showed one of the men trying to insist he'd apologize before things turned violent.
Hey man, I was gonna say I'm sorry before you hit me in the head with a mason jar of weed.
When officers arrived a few minutes later, they found the victim suffering from several stab wounds and lacerations to the head.
But did he get the Pokemon card?
Police say they immediately gave medical aid before rushing the victim to a nearby hospital with life-threatening injuries.
So I'm guessing that's a no on the Pokemon card.
Thankfully, his condition was later upgraded to stable. Before officers could arrest anyone, both suspects fled in separate cars, a Honda and a Toyota.
That's some solid reporting. Thanks for narrowing it down to a Honda and a Toyota.
But it didn't take authorities long to track them down. Colma police located the Honda in the area of Junipero Serra Boulevard and Serramonte Boulevard, while nearby Daly City police found a Toyota parked at Gellert Park.
My bad. Apparently they found them both immediately.
Both Flores and Collis were taken into custody. Flores and Collis pled not guilty to charges including assault with a deadly weapon, assault causing great bodily injury, battery with serious bodily injury, and conspiracy to commit a crime.
So, neither of those guys got the Pokemon card? Imagine the guys in second and third place watching first and fifth fight it out, and now they're right up at the front of the line.
Both remain in custody for now, with bail set at $25,000 for Collis and $10,000 for Flores.
I'm not having fun anymore. I feel you should know that.
Between 4 and 5 o'clock, listen for Spiderwebs. By No Doubt, you'll win a trip for two to see them at Sphere Las Vegas. Between 4 and 5 on K-Rock. Let's talk World Series, shall we?
City of L.A. hoping for more. Certainly, they're buzzing with the Dodgers back in the World Series. Shohei Ohtani has been a big part of the success.
The Japanese star player is big everywhere, but they really love him in Little Tokyo.
They have a mural of Shohei Ohtani on a wall of a hotel, and it's huge.
Eyewitness News reporter Marco de Robles shows us how rooting for the Dodgers is also boosting business.
In the heart of Little Tokyo, there's one name that echoes louder than any other, Shohei Ohtani.
Thank you, Shohei! Thank you! I thought yelling thank you, Shohei, was a strange move, but...
With every home run hit, the shots keep coming.
Game four of
every
the
single...
Ohtani, oh! Did he? Ohtani!
Time.
Oh, free shots every time he hits a home run. All right, I'm in.
It's the game night special offered on the house at Far Bar on First Street.
What about just like on a base hit? That's good too. Maybe we could have a Zima?
They went through 14 bottles during game four of the NLCS. What a night.
We love the Dodgers. We love Shohei. We love Yamamoto.
That fandom is seen everywhere here. Less than 10 minutes from Dodger Stadium, this is the heartbeat of Japanese-American culture in L.A.
Here are people talking about taking their picture in front of that giant mural on the hotel wall.
We came to Little Tokyo before the game because we want a picture in front of the Ohtani mural. Yeah. And I got my Ohtani jersey.
From that towering mural on the Miyako Hotel.
We are very proud to be Japanese and Japanese community.
To Dodger-inspired merchandise. Of course, more sake. And Shohei-inspired mochi.
All the Japanese players, honestly, are really amazing.
Amazing.
They've been doing great.
Back at Far Bar, you could bet the shots will keep on coming during the World Series every time Shohei shows up.
I think maybe all bars in Southern California should give out free shots when anyone hits a home run.
Even if it gets a little costly for the owner.
I don't mind giving your shots out because by definition means that we are doing well offensively when that happens.
Give you a trip to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas. Listen for the song Spiderwebs. I'm going to play it between 4 and 5. When you hear that, be caller 20. And you win airfare, round trip. You got two nights stay and you got two tickets to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas. There's another reason why I love this time of year.
I don't know what hovers over this house. I've never seen.
I love the movie Poltergeist, one of my favorites.
It's one of the most famous haunted houses in the history of scary movies, and it could be yours to rent for the night.
They're here.
Right here in our own backyard. The house from Poltergeist is open to visitors if you dare.
We were wondering if maybe you had experienced any disturbances lately.
What kind of disturbance?
Oh, you know, like dishes or furniture moving around by themselves.
And it's all thanks to a Southern California woman who bought the property with fans in mind.
You don't mind hanging back? You're jamming my frequencies.
It's like the house is getting a new life, and people are able to experience it in really cool and interesting and unique ways.
What's happening?
Buying this house was not quite what I had planned in life. I actually had a gut instinct about a month before it went on the market.
Do not go into the light! Stop where you are!
Forward a month later, I'm in my backyard of my sister's house.
Son of a bitch, you moved the cemetery, but you left the bodies, didn't you? The son of a bitch, you left the bodies and you only moved the headstones! You only moved the headstones!
She's like, hey, the Poltergeist house is on the market. Next thing I know, I'm in the kitchen in the Poltergeist house.
The house looks just like the one next to it and the one next to that.
They're here.
I grew up watching the Poltergeist movie. I've probably seen it about 50 times before I bought the house. And now since I bought the house, now probably another 50. It's Poltergeist, the movie, means something to me. And I want to be able to experience it in real life.
I mean, I don't think it's in real life. Never mind. Hey, Rockalo.
Hey, I was just wondering when the No Doubt tickets were going to be.
No Doubt Spider Webs. We're going to play it between 4 and 5 o'clock when you hear it be caller 20.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Good luck. And may the odds ever be... I don't remember how it goes. It's Kevin Ryder. We are commercial-free this afternoon. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here for Three Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at 4.
One, two, three.
Number one, a 22-year-old Scottish woman faked her entire pregnancy and used a doll to try to trick people into thinking that it was real. Here is the story.
All right, we got a late entry for craziest story of the year. 22-year-old Kira Cousins faked
her entire pregnancy. 9 months of lying, wearing a fake baby bump, posting about doctor appointments and scans. She even hosted her own gender reveal. And if all that's not crazy enough, she didn't just fake the pregnancy. She then faked giving birth and having an actual child.
What is happening in this story?
I know. How does the, where was the husband during the birth? You know what I mean?
I'm guessing she doesn't have a husband.
She does. Oh, wait till you
using
hear.
Using a reborn doll. If you're not familiar with reborns, they are hyper-realistic silicone dolls. Now, during the pregnancy, she posted this on Facebook saying that a sonogram revealed the baby had a heart defect. I mean, waxing poetic about how both families are heartbroken and that they're going to all these appointments with cardiologists and specialists and to keep them in your prayers. Because you have to imagine, somewhere in the back of her head, she was like, I'm not pregnant and I need a way out. Now, when baby Bonnie Lee was born, Kira forbid anybody from touching her, holding her, feeding her, anything. However, just 6 days after birth, her mother found the reborn doll laying on her bedroom floor and realized the whole thing was a hoax. Text messages between Kira and the father were posted where Kira just flat out says, yeah, Bonnie Lee died. Yeah, no, she's dead. She fell off a cliff. She died on impact. More text messages from the father who I feel for, but also simultaneously has to be the dumbest motherfucker alive. He was texting her saying, I can't believe you left me in the dark and that you're sick in the head. I mean, this is an all-time lie.
Unbelievable.
So my guess is that maybe she's not married to the guy. He's the father. And since the baby had a heart condition, that she wasn't letting anybody hold the baby or anything.
Why did the mom fall for this whole thing?
That is something I will never understand.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's wild.
Number two, last week it was reported that Eminem has a girlfriend. And now he supposedly has a new wife, too, at least according to a woman in Florida who refused to pay for her meal at a diner. The incident happened on Monday when the woman sat down to grab some grub at Daryl's Doggone Good Diner, only in Florida. After she polished off the last bite, the bill came and she refused to pay. The manager got involved and remembered her from previous visits to the restaurant because she didn't pay those bills either.
Excellent.
But this time there was a twist. When police arrived, the woman told them that her spouse is Eminem and that he would be taking care of the bill. She also claimed that Eminem had previously picked up her tabs at different restaurants because he has unlimited money. She went on to tell them that she only had $10. Her meal was $30. She was arrested and booked for defrauding an innkeeper. You know, Eminem has unlimited money, but apparently not for his wife.
Wow, that's
kind of messed up, right? And number three, an armed man jumped out of a car in West Hollywood. I don't know if you saw this story. And he tried to steal a Rolex, but the attempted thief picked the wrong guy. And here is that story.
Surveillance cameras captured the chaotic scene in West Hollywood as a neighbor frantically called 911 after witnesses say an armed man tried to steal someone's Rolex.
Someone's got a gun. Someone pulled it on someone. Someone tried to tackle a nice lady. It's happening in front of my house.
The target turned out to be a retired professional fighter who was out for a walk with his girlfriend. That retired fighter didn't want to show his face, but he spoke exclusively with NBC4.
A small black sedan pulled up. Guy jumped out with a gun, came at me and attacked me. I was able to disarm and take the gun from him. I had him pinned down. He was trying to get up.
No way! We're not letting him go!
And the gun was loaded. The gun was loaded when they pulled the chair back. One popped out of the chamber, so it was ready to go.
His girlfriend quickly jumped in to help.
You saw his gun too.
I'm the one that when the gun was wrestled to the ground, I'm the one that went and grabbed it and picked it up and threw it over the apartment fence.
LA County Sheriff's deputies responded and took the gunman into custody, but the getaway driver took off.
Wow. I always love when the victim ends up kicking the ass of the person that did it. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
It is 4:21. Let's do the catch of the day.
K-Rock's 4:20.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is from a group you may have heard of called Foo Fighters. Asking for a Friend is the name of it. They say it's a song for those who've waited patiently in the cold, relying on hope and faith for their horizon to appear. Searching for proof when hanging by a wish until the sun shines again. One of many to come, Dave. It is Foo Fighters, it's Asking for a Friend, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. I'm sure you can tell that's brand new. Foo Fighters, Asking for a Friend is the name of it. On their Instagram, they have a Take Cover Tour 2026. They're going to be touring with Queens of the Stone Age. That should be a great tour. And that song was asking for a friend. The 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. If you are trying to win the trip for two to Las Vegas, you're waiting for No Doubt. You have not missed it.
Well, you're going to be listening for Spiderwebs, and when you hear that song, you're going to be caller 20. Whole last trip. I had to pay for everything.
Round trip airfare, two-night stay, and tickets to the show to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas coming up. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Oh, my God. It's Julianne from Long Beach.
Julianne, you are caller 20. You got round trip airfare to Las Vegas. You got a two night stay and two tickets to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you.
Do you have anyone to take?
Too many people want to go. Oh, my God. Too many.
Make them fight it out. It's Hunger Games at your house.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
This is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and it's time for our phone topic. We do it every time, usually between 4:40 and 5:40. Today, we want to talk about you got in a fight standing in line, because I played this story earlier. They're standing in line outside a GameStop for a Pokemon card, and I thought, what a stupid way to get in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought, we've all been in lines, and it's outrageous that people cut in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Nothing pisses me off more.
Right.
Yeah, it's bad.
And people will always say something, and this one went south.
Police in California say what started out as a Saturday morning wait in line for Pokemon cards turned into a violent attack last week, one that left a man hospitalized and two under arrest. The whole thing went down on July 5th outside a GameStop on Junipero Serra Boulevard in the town of Colma. According to prosecutors, 49-year-old Miguel Orianas Flores showed up early that morning and was first in line at the store for the release of a new Pokemon card set. But around 9:20 a.m.
Oh no, here it comes. His friends and family.
Things got messy when several members of Flores' family, along with 27-year-old Isaiah Collis, reportedly joined Flores at the ferry front.
No, we're with him. Yeah, no, this is cool. We're with the guy that's in front of you. We're with him. All of us are with him.
The unidentified victim, who had been waiting fifth in line, confronted them about cutting.
Someone always will.
Yeah, and he was fifth in line. See,
yes.
It wasn't the person right behind.
Not always second place, but somebody in that line will talk out. And that's what we want to take your calls at 800-520-1067, your calls and or texts.
What began as an argument quickly escalated into a full-on fight. Prosecutors say Flores smashed a glass mason jar he was carrying over the victim's head.
A glass mason jar over his head? That's
whoa.
Worse than like a beer bottle.
That's
or something.
Scary.
Yeah.
Which apparently had cannabis inside.
Who needs to bring a glass mason jar of cannabis to stand in line?
Apparently the cannabis did not do its job of chilling
kidding.
Him out.
Then Callis allegedly grabbed broken shards of the glass and stabbed the victim multiple times.
Yeah, it got worse from there. So, but we want to talk about things that happen. Standing in line can be dangerous.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody who tries to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, it's Megan.
I'm not going to lie to you. Let me tell you something that I did recently. So I did go to the front of the line to a guy at Turnstile because I could not find water anywhere. And I said, if I pay for your drinks, can you just get me a bottle of water?
Oh, that's a smart way to do it.
Yeah. But then it didn't work out because the bar didn't have any water. So, yeah. But, I mean, is that messed up?
That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, but it's still.
Yeah, it's cheating.
I still did it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you need water and you ask, you're not going to take any more time.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly.
Standing behind him.
Yeah.
So there was some kind of trouble in line. That's what we want to hear. 800-520-1067 with your calls and or texts. What kind of problems did you have in line? 800-520-1067. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and we are taking your phone calls on standing in line. Seems to be such an important part of our society.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
concerts.
We can't do anything about most of life.
Yes.
But if we're in line and someone takes a cut, we can do something.
That's true.
And you have to, almost.
It's a risk, but yes.
So we're taking phone calls on standing in line. What happened?
All right. So maybe about, we're in 2025, so maybe about 6 years ago, something like that. I was waiting in line to actually get some movie tickets for me and some friends. And I was the first person in line. This guy comes up to me, tells me I need to go. I thought he was a cop or something because he was pretty tall, dressed in black. And I was like, what did I do? So I walked away, and then he bought the tickets that I was going to buy. I kind of got into it with him.
Oh, you need to go. I've never even thought of.
He was huge. He was freaking, he was ginormous. And I was like, okay, I'm not trying to die today. So after I saw him buy the tickets, we started cussing each other out.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so back when the Xbox One came out, we all remember the hype and everything. So, yeah, I was standing in line. I was first in line, camped out overnight, bought some stuff for protection, mace, bat with nails in it, that sort of thing. And basically what happened the next morning, some guy thought he would act entitled, tried to confront me, and I said, hey, back off. You don't want this. Like, you know, he tried to pull out a knife. I held out the mace in front of me, sprayed some warning shots in the air. Like, he backed off immediately.
What? This is crazy. But didn't you get a mace all over everybody?
No, but, you know, I sprayed it up in the air, like, vertically. Like,
you didn't.
Like, yeah.
You brought a bat with nails in it?
Yeah, Rockville Slugger, yeah.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry. We have to call BS. I'm sorry. We got to go. Can't do it. We can't just let anyone in with false stories.
No.
That's such a big liar.
All right. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and texts. If you got in a fight in line for anything, doesn't matter where you were.
And the best phone call, we're going to send you to see Justice Saturday night at the Forum.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We're taking your phone calls. You got in a fight being in a line.
And the best phone call, we're going to send you to see Justice Saturday night at the Forum.
800-520-1067. You can call and or text. Talking to people about standing in line seems to be the most clearly right and wrong of our society.
Yeah.
If you cut in line, someone will say something to you and probably get in a fight with you. That's just how it works. So you got in a fight in line?
A few years ago, my wife and I were in New Orleans for Mardi Gras at a bar, and it was super crowded. It was like a Saturday night. She had to use the bathroom, so I walked with her, and there's like 4 or 5 other girls ahead of her in line. There's like chairs right next to the woman's bathroom. They're all sitting there just waiting patiently. This lady comes in like super drunk, and she's like, is this the line for the bathroom? And I was like, oh yeah, everyone that's sitting here is waiting. And she just looks at the girls and says, oh, well, if you're sitting, you're not in line, and just cuts in front of everybody. And then two of the girls, they go up and they try and like say something to her, but she immediately shoves them back. So I almost knocks them to the ground. So I get the bartender and I'm like, hey man, this lady's about to start a fight. And the lady's still just standing there in front of everybody. So I grab my wife. I basically, like, put her right in front of the lady right next to the door. And I put myself in between her. And the lady's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, you just shoved someone. So if you touch my wife, I'm going to knock you down. And then as soon as she's about to start saying something, she gets kicked out of the bar. My wife uses the bathroom. And on the way out, I, like, start clapping and, like, pointing at her and laugh. And then I take bail from there.
You are a hero for that, because I can't even tell you how many times women have cut the line for the bathroom, and you gotta go so badly. So you are the hero. You really are.
The worst part was the lady was like so entitled because she was like a local, and she was like telling the bartender, she's like, you're gonna let all these tourists cut in front of me and use the bathroom ahead of me? And the bartender was like, hell yeah, we are. They're paying.
Yeah, they're tourists. If they're there for that, for Mardi Gras, it is busy as hell.
It's my nightmare.
So your hero wins?
Yeah, we gotta give it to Mark.
Mark,
for sure.
Congratulations. Right. You got tickets to go see Justice on Saturday night at the Forum.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, oh, that's the ultimate screw you to that Mardi Gras lady.
Yes!
Yes, it is. Congratulations. Thanks for listening. That's it for me. Megan Holliday has you from here.
Woo! Crazy stories today.
Yes,
about the fights of people who cut in line.
Yep.
And I will never do it again, Kevin Ryder. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person.
Yes, you are.